Once again, Petita.
Thank you for the introduction, but I have to add one thing. I was working with SNCC in 1960-61, and I had a totally different name, Elizabeth Sutherland. They call me Liz. Huh? Petita, who's that? Something in Mexico or something. Oh, well, nobody knew. But I did find out. My father had come from Mexico, from the southern state of Chihuahua on the coast, and that was an area where many, many African slaves had been landed hundreds of years before. And it mixed up. They mixed with other folks, right? And so my father, by the time he came to the United States, was just as dark as any old darky, you know, so to speak. And so we had a hard time at first, because we were living in Washington, D.C., and the color line there at the time was very, very strict. Oh, you better believe it. And so I started learning things about black and white and everything else. And it was a harsh lesson, I'm sure you know that. For example, the little girl next door, in the house next door, was not allowed to play with me because her family was white. And they took one look at me and my father, and they said, no way, Jose. So that was kind of a little lesson to start off right off with. And so I'm particularly happy to say that not many years later, I decided I'm going to go with SNCC. Okay. And I loved being a SNCCer. There's two SNCCers, SNCC people, from my background in the organization. One is a woman named Maria Barrera, and she now lives in Albuquerque, and me. We were the only two. Chicanas was the name we called ourselves. It began to be a movement, even, of the Chicanas, short for Mexican-American, right? And that's what we were. Well, we tried to go around explaining Chicanas to all the people who knew only black and white, which was understandable ignorance. But we had a hard time. But anyway, believe me, my father came to this country in 1917 from Mexico at the height of the revolution there, full of revolutionary ideas, which I learned, right? Oh boy, I'm ready to go. But there was no Mexican government here, unfortunately. So what did I have to do? I had to join something. SNCC was it. So in 1960-61, I began to hear about SNCC. I said, that sounds pretty good. And that's what I joined not long after, right? And it was a wonderful experience. And I'm not going to go into a whole lot of detail about it, but just to say that it was a tremendous learning experience for me, a beginning lesson in the nature of racism in the United States. And I began to figure out after a while, oh, there's racism against Mexican people too. What are we going to do? We have to have a revolution, right? Right. Well, nobody wants one, hold on. Oh, well. So I just want to say I'm very glad to be here today with all you folks and talking about some lessons from the past. And I've asked a friend of mine to come and read a paragraph from a book I helped to write. And where are you, Nancy? Okay. This is one of the few good things I did in my work with SNCC. James Foreman, who was executive secretary of SNCC, became a very good friend of mine. And he got convinced to write a book about his life. And so he and his wife and I and so went off to an island in Puerto Rico, actually, to help him write his book, because I was an editor, Simon Schuster, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, out came the book, and it's called The Making of Black Revolutionaries. So rather than me saying any more today and taking any more time, I asked my friend Nancy, who's right there, Nancy Hernandez, to read a short excerpt from the book that James Foreman wrote with my assistance in Puerto Rico in 1961. All right. So, Nancy, go for it.
Can you get me there? So, I was complaining to Petita about my life in nonprofits and how much drama nonprofits are. And so, she made me read about SNCC and how there was no profit and there was no money and that people made do with nothing. And so she shut me up about my complaining about the suffering of the nonprofits that I'm working with and how their funding isn't really that important by making me read this. SNCC recognized that we had to build a people's movement. We had to develop leadership outside of our own to carry forward the struggle, whether or not we in SNCC were around, whether or not SNCC itself was around. For some people, this idea that meant that we in SNCC were supposed to work ourselves out of business. For if we were successful in developing a mass consciousness and producing many leaders, then the importance of our own particular role became more and more minimalized. While agreeing completely with these ultimate goals, actually, the rest of it's not that important, but the important part, I think, was that they knew that it wasn't about making money to have a job that would pay a good salary, to work at an organization that would take care of them, but it was about organizing themselves out of business. And so I think it's really relevant to young people who are working in nonprofits and organizations right now. So the book by James Foreman is called The Making of Black Revolutionaries.